You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is agave and yucca? Now, the Aztecs, an ancient pre-Columbian civilization from Mexico, knew that if they fermented the sap from a certain type of plant, they could make a beer-like alcoholic beverage. Today, we can distill liquid from that same plant to make tequila. That plant is agave, also pronounced agave. It's very similar to and related to plants called yucca. They're in the same family. Both of these, agave and yucca, are each known as a genus. That's a term biologists use to classify closely related things. There are many types of agave, each known as a species. And the same is true for yucca. Think of it like baseball. The National League is related to the American League, since they're both part of Major League Baseball. Agave is a league, yucca is a league. And the National League has many teams, the species, and the American League has its own teams, or species. Agave has many species, yucca has many species. So now you're getting the hang of biological classification. Some of the characteristics of agave and yucca are that many of them, not all, are succulents. This means that the plant is thick and fleshy due to water storage. For the agave and yucca, it's the leaves that are thick and fleshy. Agave and yucca are often found in dry, arid regions, such as deserts. Since these environments don't get a lot of year-round rainfall, it makes sense that one of their adaptations is to store water in their leaves. While maybe they're most well-known in deserts, they can also be found around the world in temperate and tropical environments. Another characteristic is that the leaves grow in what's called a rosette shape, like an open rose. The leaves are often long, like a knife, sharp and pointy at the tips, and can also have spines along the edges. They have a central stalk with flowers. Some differences are that agave can be pollinated by many types of animals, and yucca requires certain species of moths. Agave flowers bloom once and then die, while yucca can flower every year. Agave leaves are often very wide and might have spines on the edges. Yucca leaves are often skinny and might have hair-like growths on the edges. Try this activity at home with your family. You're going to make cordage, or twine, rope. If you have a yucca plant, cut off a long, flat leaf. Pound it with a hammer to soften it. Use a knife to carefully scrape away the soft plant material. Then use your fingers to separate the long, stringy fibers. Separate them into three sections, bunch them together, and then, just like braiding someone's hair, twist them section over section. Knot the two ends, and you have now made your own homemade rope or twine. Well, we've just learned a little bit about agave and yucca. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.